Hello, welcome to the English Now Japantown Radio and Television Station. Dear listeners, today at the Temple of Hongkins, Bintui District and the City Women's Union, in collaboration with the Bintui District Party Committee, held a ceremony to mark the 112th International Women's Day on March 8th. And 1982 years of June Sisters Uprising. Standing Vice Secretary of Kansai City Party Committee Fang Wenhiu acknowledged and appreciated the great contributions and sacrifice of the Women's Union and all classes of Vietnamese women in general, Kansai City in particular, in the revolutionary cause of the party, the nation, and building the country today. At the same time, we hope that on levels of associations and cities, women's members will contribute to bring to play their roles to be proactive, creative, to perform well their functions and tasks. In addition, they shall contribute to building an increasingly modern and civilized Kansai City. At the ceremony, Kansai City Women's Union was honored to receive a certificate of merit from the Prime Minister for its outstanding achievements in the prevention control of the COVID-19 epidemic. Also at the celebration, the Women's Unions of districts and businesses in Kansai City gave money to support the program of accompanying border women in 2022 with a total of $123 million and other practical actions. Practically celebrating the 112 International Women's Day, March 8, the 13th National Female Leaders Congress for the term of 2022-2027, Kansai City Women's Union launched the Aoyai Week in 2022 from March 1 to 8. In response to Aoyai Week from March 1, the Aoyai was chosen to wear by women in agencies, offices, and schools in Kansai City. On social networks, there are also many images of graceful and elegant women in Aoyai. This shows the community's wide response and spread during this year's Aoyai Week. Formerly, the City Women's Union launched a campaign among female officers and office workers of agencies and units to actively respond to Aoyai Week, encouraging until March 11, with practical activities such as wearing Aoyai in office and school upon the propaganda of Aoyai Week's activities on social media. In that light, we continue to urge the responsibility to preserve, promote, and honor the value of Aoyai Vietnam's cultural heritage. In celebration of the 112th International Women's Day, March 8 and 1982 years of June Sisters Uprising, Ninkiu District Labor Confederation held a dessert soup contest. There are 20 teams participating in. They come from grassroots trade unions, such as administrative and non-business of 11 wards, unions of grassroots businesses, each team appointing two members to perform the request of the contest. Teams will dissolve a group with the team welcome the National Women's Day. As a result, the organizers awarded one first prize, two second prizes, and three top prizes. Today, Nam Kansai University held the groundbreaking ceremony of DNC Software Application and Development Center. The DNC Software Application and Development Center was built with a scale of 7 floors, a construction floor area of more than 7,500 square meters, capitalized more than $100 billion. The project is invested by Nam Kansai University, Miangnam or Southern Group is the construction unit, and Jiaotan Construction Consultant, Liability Limited Company is the site consultant. This is one of the works that contributed to perfecting the facilities to better serve the growing training in both scale and diversity of training professions. Buntavacvit is the first COVID-19 vaccine developed by Brazilian scientists, is in clinical trials and has proven effective against both the common cold and coronavirus. Today, Vietnam lost 125,587 new cases of COVID-19 infection. The national now tally stands at 4,059,262. in Kansas City today confirms 133 COVID-19 cases. That's song for the English News, Japan Radio and Television Station. Thanks so much for your listening. Goodbye and see you next time.